Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery $4 million grand prize. Homelottery.com.au.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Number five, there are so many important topics to cover in the world right now.
Border closures.
Trump impeachment trial.
UK lockdowns.
Protests in Myanmar.
The ongoing probe into the origins of the coronavirus.
And we learned Ruined It's are focused on the big issues, like what colour are your jocks?
You have different coloured jocks?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Don't tell me yours are all the same colour.
Mine are all black. Every single one.
Why?
They just are. They're just those Bonds black bloody...
Oh, black tougher, are they?
No. Well, I don't care what colour. No one's going to see them. I've got every single pair of my jocks are black.
Wow.
Is that weird?
That is weird.
Is it really?
Yeah. I've got all sorts of colours.
I think I'll go green today.
Blue, green, red. Very exciting decision to make every morning,
so
Ruth.
Kate's just waiting to see what you've got on tonight.
Yeah. The colours are the red.
Gee, we're different, aren't we?
Tiger night tonight. For who? And there's the leopard skin.
There you go.
Number four. Ditz used to be a big-time squash player back in the day.
Number one in the world.
But we learned the staff around him weren't that good.
I was playing in a match. They were playing Hong Kong. And before an international match like that, you swap gifts. And I shake hands with the bloke I'm playing and I hand him over a boomerang. And he turned it over and it said, made in Hong Kong.
Oh, Dad.
It did.
That is disgraceful.
I know. Whoever was in charge of buying the bloody things didn't do their
homework.
Oh,
you had a present buy, did you?
Yeah, we did.
Gee, you were big for a while there.
I had staff.
You had staff.
Do you know who I am? I'm kind of a big deal.
Number three.
Rue's getting a vasectomy this week.
Going for the snip.
Yeah.
So we had to chat to the doctor.
The man on the tools today, so to speak.
And learnt what a VIP is.
Dr. Richard Wells, good morning. Now, you know this is a very, very, very important penis and testicles.
This is a VIP one. Very important set. Absolutely.
Very important penis.
VIP. He did give me a very interesting text last night. Said, Doc, do I have to shave my balls totally or just a bit shortish? Who's going to
shave? Yep, who's going to shave him? Rue got his lovely wife, Sarah, to help him mow the bottom paddock.
Jabs crackers out here, and we're going to go over the scissors first. Let's do a bit of a...
Just going to get rid of the
get
bowl.
Through the forest. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. Oh, yeah.
This is good.
Careful.
Oh, sorry. What's that there?
It's a ball bag.
Number two, Ditz has started Lawn Bowls.
Ditz debuted at the Harndorf Bowls Club.
And he learnt some tips from Roo's dad.
Thought I'd get my old man on, who's a very good bowler.
So before you go out, have a couple of beers.
Right, relax a bit.
When you bowl, you release it with your fingers.
Bit of feel in the fingers.
You use your fingers like tapping a baby in the bum.
Okay. Caress it a little bit. Bit of caressing.
Tapping a baby on the bum.
I'm having trouble with my length.
I'm not sure he can help you with that one, Ditz.
You always allow a little bit more for the wind.
Ah.
It's all in your mind.
Righto. Fingers, my mind.
Okay.
There's a lot to think of the wind. Boy. See, I hadn't thought of any of these things.
Number one, Kerry rang up this week.
Kerry from Richmond. G'day.
And we learned Ditz likes to tell the listeners about his domestic disputes.
Kerry, this is interesting. My wife and I debate this. We used to have a rule, the last one out of bed each morning makes the bed. And in the end, she complained every single time I did it. So I just don't make it anymore. And it's all about wrinkles on the sheets. Like, hey, when I'm tired at night, couldn't tell you if there's a wrinkle in the sheet or not. I'm just laying on the bloody thing.
Yes, Ditz, that's Kerry from Richmond laughing at you.
But like you're saying, she wants it pulled really taut and there has to be no wrinkles.
Is he talking about the sheets?
She wants it pulled really taut and there has to be no wrinkles.
Funny thing is, I reckon Ditz was complaining about the sheets with another listener, Carmen, last month.
What are the rules in your house, Carmen? Because the rule in my house is the last person up has to make the bed. But in the end, I got sick of being criticised because I didn't make it well enough and I didn't make it properly and I didn't get the creases out. So
yes, Ditz seems unable to put this topic to bed.
But then I'd get criticised. Oh, too many creases in the bottom sheet.
He complained about the sheets last November.
Well, that's what I said. Well, I won't make it anymore if you're going to criticise.
Last October.
Every time, Rue, I go to change the sheets and the quilt, Kate's just beaten me.
June of 2017.
I get a lecture about this every week.
What does she lecture you about?
I never change the sheets.
Nah. March 2018.
Making the bed, yeah. And I got criticised so often for the way I made it. Well, I just don't do it anymore.
July 2016.
I do get a few sprays about when are you going to do the sheets?
Autumn of 2015.
She'll jump in and do it every weekend, right? She'll say, there, I've done it again. I say, yeah, but Kate...
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
God, he's annoying.
You know you're getting old when you keep repeating yourself. Hell. If you do that in 2022, you're out. Anyway. What about a rule, you mate? You're out of bed at 4:30 every day.
Yeah,
as if you're going to be last out of bed. You've got five days of the week.
Before we did breakfast radio and obviously weekends or whatever, I have a little sleep in on weekends.
Yeah, of course you should too. Yeah. Look after yourself.
Ruined It's on Triple M.
Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery $4 million grand prize. HomeLottery.com.au.